to all. Today we're learning Masechet Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned v'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zachet afayin Druziva Gagon be'karav mamish. So in the previous Mishnah, we compared the get of a woman and the shtar shikhar of an eved. That's the piece of paper that you give an eved, a non-Jewish slave, in order to free him. And so we're going to continue talking about that. The Mishnah tells us kol get sheyesh alav eid kusi pasul. Any get, which over here means any document that has an eid kusi signed on it, it's pasul. Who's a kusi? So we know that kusim were a group of people brought into Eretz Yisrael by Sancheirev, and they were attacked by lions, and all of them became gerim. So at the point the Mishnah was written, there was a machlokes how serious their gerus was, and if they could be trusted regarding numerous halachic things. But after this Mishnah, it was already accepted by all that the kusim are not real Jews. So the Mishnah is telling us that even at this point, that at least even according to some, the kusim were real Jews, they can't sign on any document, and if they did, it's pasul, and that's because we can't trust them in regards to them being careful about whatever this document is regarding. Chutz migitei nashim v'shechurei avadim, except for the get of a woman or shtar shechur of eved, we are allowed to have an eid kusi signed on it, because since the other eid is a full-fledged kosher Jew, he's going to make sure that the eid kusi is fine, and he checks him out and makes sure that everything's okay, and therefore it's a kosher get. Now, Rabbi Gamliel argues, and he holds that even both eidim on the get or shtar shechur are allowed to be kusim, and that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ma'aser sheviu lufnei Rabbi Gamliel kfar yisnai get isha. There's a story that they brought a get of a woman to Rabbi Gamliel and kfar yisnai while you eidav eidei kusim, and both of the eidim were kusim v'hechshir, and he said it was kosher. And now more examples. Kol shtar so oilam bar kai shagayim. Any shtar that comes from a non-Jewish bezdin, afal pishachas meim gayim ksheirim, even though the ones that are signed on it are also gayim, it's still a kosher shtar. Chutz migitei nashim shechurei avadim, except for the get of a woman or shtar shechurei of an eved. Now, in order for this other shtar to be kosher, we have to know that the judge and witnesses are not the type that will accept a bribe, and also those shtars are only for basic transactions such as a sale or a loan. That's really simply a confirmation that one party gave another money. But we're not allowed to rely on a non-Jewish shtar regarding something that requires bezdin to officially establish, such as a get or shtar shechur of an eved, as the Mishnah says. However, Reb Shimon says, afelu ksheirim, even the get of a woman or shtar shechur of an eved are kosher. Loy huskru el bizman shenasu behedyet. The only time we said that a shtar coming from gayim is pasul if it's coming from hedyotis, regular simple people, but if it's coming from their court systems, we could trust it. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. Ha'aymer, let's say a person tells his shliach, ten get zel ishti or shtar shechur zel avdi. Here, give this get to my wife. Or he said, here, take the shtar shechur and give it to my eved. Imrat alachse b'shnehem yachzar. If he wants to be chayzer in both these situations, he could be divrei ha'meir, that's Rameir's opinion. In other words, if the husband or the master wants to pick up the phone and call the shliach and say, please don't give the get or the shtar shechur over, he could do that, he could recall them, and that's because the woman's not considered divorced and the eved's not considered free until they actually receive this piece of paper in their hand. However, b'cham and b'cham argue, and they say, b'gitei nashim, this is only with the get of a woman. The husband can call up a shliach and say, don't give the get to my wife. Avol lo b'shechur avadim, but that's not with the shtar shechur of an eved. The moment the shtar shechur was handed to the shliach, the eved is automatically freed. Why is that? We can bring about a schus for a person even though he's not there, and we cannot bring about a chayv for a person unless he's there. And it's considered a chayv for a woman to be divorced, and therefore she's only considered divorced when she actually receives the piece of paper. But it's considered a schus for an eved to be freed, and therefore, even though he never received the piece of paper, it's still by the shliach. The moment the shliach got it from the husband, he's zoiche in it for the eved, and the eved's free, so the master can't go back on it. Now, why is it considered a schus for the eved but a chayv for the woman? If he wants to not feed his eved and tell his eved, hey, you go figure it out yourself, he's able to do that, but he's not able to tell that to his wife. And therefore, since we could technically have a situation where the eved is working for his master, but he's not getting fed at all, that means that when the eved gets freed, it's a real schus for him because he's a ben chayrin, he's a completely free person. And again, you're not able to say, well, it's a chayv for him because he's not getting fed by the master, he has to go figure out his own food. As we had just said, there could even be a situation where the eved is working by the master and still he has to figure out his own food. However, by the woman, a husband's not allowed to tell his wife, you have to go figure out your own food, and therefore it's a chayv for her to be divorced because now she has to go figure out her own food. However, Amar lahem, Rameir said to the chachamim, Farehu paislas avdi min atruma k'shem shu paislas ishtai. When a kayin sets his eved free, he now pasels him from being allowed to eat truma. The same way, when a husband divorces his wife, she can't eat truma anymore. So it is a chayv for an eved to be set free because he can't eat truma. And therefore, the eved and the isha are the same thing. However, Amrullah the Chum responded to him, that's not true. Mipneshu kinyanai, it's because he bought him, he acquired him. In other words, the reason why an Eved is allowed to eat Truma is because he's owned by the Kayin. There's a different way for the Kayin to make it that the Eved can't eat Truma that has nothing to do with freeing him. For example, he could sell him to a Yisrael and he's still considered an Eved, but he won't be able to eat Truma. And therefore, just because when he's set free, he can't eat Truma, that doesn't make it a Chayv for him. Mishnah continues, Ha'aymer, let's say a person says, Tenu get zela ishti, ushtashachar zela avdi, give this get to my wife. Or he said, give the shtar Chayav Shechar to my Eved, and he did not hand over the document yet, Vames, and the fellow died. Lo yitnu lachar misa, this document is not given over after the fellow died, because now his wife is an almana, she's a widow. We can't divorce her, and the moment the fellow died, his Eved was automatically Yarshin, he was inherited by the fellow's kids, and so we can't just free this Eved. However, this fellow's a Shchiv Meira, he's on his deathbed, and he says, Tenu manil ish pleni, give a money, a certain amount of money, to that man, Vames, and then he dies, yitnu lachar misa, it does have to be given after death, and that's because we know that when a Shchiv Meira says something, this deathly ill person simply says, he expresses, I want you to do X, Y, and Z, we have to do so, even though he never wrote it in a shtar. We're going to stop here for the day. I'll pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.